Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Hi, today's episode is power over versus power with. We recently had an episode where we talked about what kind of a pilot are you, and really thinking about what is it like when you're a leader and you have to make that hard call. And that really led Susan and I to have this really beautiful conversation about the difference between when leaders feel like they are having power over versus when you can have power with. And in my mind, that kind of translates to this journey of really working hard not to be authoritarian and really to be authoritative, right? And that when I am a strong, empowering, confident, collaborative leader, it means that I am making sure that I am not just throwing my weight around and saying or doing things because I can, because I have the power and authority to. And I also think it allows me to really think about who are my people and what do they need so that they can be the most successful. And I think that when we do that, we're trying to pay attention to how can I best support them in accomplishing all of our mutual goals. And so if they're missing the boat or making mistakes, it matters how I intervene with them. It matters that I'm not just only writing them up or only being punitive or only exercising my power and authority over them. Susan, you had a really good observation about something you saw recently that I think connects with this.
Well, it's that idea that power, it's a strategy, and it's only a short-term strategy. And I think of it through the lens of I was recently at a concert and I saw this parent struggling with their child who was misbehaving. And you could see originally them trying to reason to not be loud. And eventually the parent had to remove the child because it wasn't working. And so I think sometimes we use power to get our way over kids. We use power to get our way over adults. But it's a fix that doesn't really work, because there's better ways. If we haven't taken the time to explain what does good behavior look like when we're in a concert and what will it sound like, and then giving the positive feedback. And it's the same with adults. If we're not helping people to learn how to learn, whatever that looks like for their role, then as a leader, I'm just telling them, do it this way. This is my expectation. We're not teaching. And I think as leaders, it's super important for all of us to be clear, to help people understand what that looks like so that their behaviors are in line with what we want and what we need, not because I told you to behave, but because I have taught you what we expect here or what we need here. And hopefully it's a contributing conversation and we're all in this together. And so as I think about power over people, power over children, sure, it works, but it doesn't work in the long run.
And I love what you're saying, because I think as I'm listening to you, I'm also thinking about how important it is. I love what you said. We're thinking about when people understand why we're doing what we're doing, they don't always like it, but there's so much more of a better chance of a buy-in, right? Like they understand. I can think of an organization I was working with one time where they were having some pretty significant shifts that were happening and people were really upset about it. until they realized that the company had to make these shifts or the company wasn't going to be a viable company anymore. So suddenly they realized, oh, either we pivot or we lose our job. I think I'm going to pivot, right? And so I think that when people understand the why behind decisions, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times when they understand the reasoning behind something, it's easier to go, oh, I don't have to like it, but I can get in line, right? I can follow it because I understand there's a bigger picture involved. There's something going on bigger beyond just me.
So your challenge is when you need change, how does your power show up to support the change?
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.